Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily, receive the ministrations, and pray more on your own as much as you can. Every time we lift up prayers here, power will always come. Welcome also to Thursday, the 28th day in March 2025. This will not just be another day, it shall be a special day of extraordinary favor, of stressless breakthrough. All eyes are blind until God opened them. Abraham did not see the ram in the thicket until God opened his eyes to see it. Hagar, the mother of Ishmael, did not see the well of water until God opened her eyes to see it. Do this. Wipe your face three times with your right hand. And be responding to this prayer. Wipe your face. May God open your eyes to your miracle. You will see your ram in the thicket. You will see your well full of water. God will refresh you. No more dryness. You will blossom in all areas. I'm hearing. Pray for strugglers and hustlers. Someone has been struggling and struggling to no avail. That evil force is removed from your life now. And from your children and your business life forever. The next effort to make shall result into great breakthrough. I am moved today to pray for anyone whose lives and situation defied natural solution. Let me describe. Those concerned will know themselves. Natural effort have failed you. Natural help from people has also failed. Medical effort had failed. Drug had failed in bringing the healing you desire. Counseling and advice from people have failed. Human connection, also known as long leg, has failed. Help from people has failed. Promises have failed. Argument has failed. Who am I describing today? God said, pray for people in whose lives and situations natural approach at solution has failed. What they need now is supernatural intervention. Long leg has failed. Tears and crying has failed. IVF, IUD has failed to bring about conception. Medication has failed. God said, pray for those in whose lives and situations all natural effort had failed. The supernatural is what they need to take over. Anyone that needs the supernatural power of God to take over from all the natural efforts you have made so far, lay your hand on your heart and let me pray. You can stand in the gap for your loved ones in that situation also as I pray. I prophesy the supernatural will take over from natural in your life. God's power will take over from all human efforts that have not availed anything. I break the backbone of this challenge. Receive the respite you need. Receive the divine touch of God and the way out. What human's effort have not been able to achieve, what medications couldn't solve, what phone calls to several people did not bring, what crying and shedding tears could not accomplish, God will give it to you with ease. I said God will give it to you with ease. The yokes are now broken. The burdens are lifted. We will receive your testimonies here very soon. In Jesus' name. Say amen. March 20 celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live long and live well. The rest of your lives shall be full of testimonies. Happy birthday. Right, listeners? Let's go to the teaching segment. First teaching today. Good evening, sir. I joined Turning Point in 2020. I listen to the daily prayers, and I do all the daily prophetic prayers, and I haven't had a testimony. I am 46 years old this year. If I did work, it couldn't be sold. What I wanted is God. No more answering prayers again, or people giving testimonies as special people. I'm asking Daddy. Wow, no. God has no special ones. Acts chapter 10 verse 34 says, God is not a respecter of persons, But he is a respecter of principles. If you are listening to Turning Point and you are doing everything I ask you to do, and yet there is no change, keep listening, engaging all the prophetic instructions. Your testimony shall soon be coming. Next, Calvary greetings to you, my spiritual father. Please, Daddy, help me. In my early life, I had made a lot of blunders, and it's affecting my Christian life now. I have a wife, but due to my careless life, I had a child outside the marriage. Daddy, now I want to serve God, but guilty conscience is troubling me. What do I do, sir? More anointing. Wow. You want to serve God, but your past life is haunting you and guilty conscience. My understanding is, if anybody be in Christ, is a new creature. All sins are forgiven and forgotten by God. What he then expects is a newness of life, of devotion, commitment, and passionately serving him. Join a good Bible-believing and practicing church around where you are. Pull the guilty conscience behind you. God has forgiven you. Move on in your Christian journey. If by I want to serve God, you mean you want to become a priest or a pastor, then enroll in a Bible college so that you can know what ministry and being a pastor is all about. Pull your life together. Pull your family together. Grow your business and your career and do the best in serving God in obedience. Next, Daddy, please treat my question. You have never treated my question or heard my testimony for more than 7 years that I have joined TPGF. My question, people often say, if nobody makes you happy, create happiness for yourself. How can I achieve this? Because I live in tears always. As I'm typing this to you, I'm doing so in tears. I am not important to anyone around me, not valued by anyone. Nobody cares about what happens to me. Nobody is there for me. My tears does not mean anything to my husband. I requested that my husband should make me happy. He told me it's not the reason for my unhappiness. It is due to my frustration. I work in a very toxic environment. So, no happiness at home, tears at work. I need happiness. Please, how can I be happy? For myself, I am an introvert. I'm childless and poor. Thank you, sir. Wow. What I see here is a personality disorder. You see nothing good about yourself, and you are looking for others to affirm you and make you happy. No, life doesn't run that way. That is not to run your life. First of all, love yourself the way you are. Thank God for the way he made you. Then give your life to Christ, which is called salvation. Belong to a good church to grow your spiritual life. Don't wait for anyone to affirm or approve you. Live your life happy in God. I am sorry for your husband's ill health challenge. Can you talk to people he respects to persuade him to seek for medical attention? Please don't allow inferiority complex. Don't think they hate me. No one is interested in me or in what happened to me. No, stop that, all that. Stop thinking that way. For all you know, every human being also has his or her own problem to solve. Now, face your God, live your life, and move on. Listeners, we'll continue from here tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Allen Avenue, Ikeja. TPGF members and all listeners of Turning Point in and around Lagos arrive on time. There will be two Prayer Mountain services today as usual. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Attend the one that is most convenient for you. Some people even attend the two. Today's prayer focus is extraordinary results and manifestations. Don't miss today's Prayer Mountain service. It's going to be so powerful. Much anointing oil for divine speed will be given now freely. Then the anointed man to also free. Same two services will hold in Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo Akure, Port Harcourt and Uyo, same ministration, same anointing. Now, the first minister's conference this year is counting down. It's Wednesday, April 2, by 10 a.m. at our Allen Avenue Ikeja Centers. All ministers in the fivefold ministries, irrespective of denomination, pray and plan to be there. It promises to be great. I'll be talking about it more. As already announced, the first palliative raw food to be given out to the hungry and the needy will start from our Ibadan Center first. Other centers will be announced later. This Friday, which is tomorrow, only tickets have been given out to the five categories of people already listed, the widows and the widowers that are poor and hungry and cannot feed for themselves, the aged 70 years and above that are hungry and cannot feed themselves, orphans, indigent students from higher institutions of learning, and then the physically challenged. There will be tickets, five ticket desks tomorrow, and officers will be on ground to direct different people to their own desk. Those with tickets, ticket only, will come to collect the palliatives next week, Friday, March 28. If you don't have tickets, please don't show up. This we have done to eliminate long queue, overcrowding, and stampeding that always follow distribution of food. Telephone number for further inquiry for our Dominion City, please call 0803-712-8480. Do so. TPGF, thank you for your generosity, your benevolence, and your donation. God will bless you. The video clip of the distribution will also be sent to you. I hope you got the video clip of the preparatory street, and I've asked you to make your comment and your suggestion for our improvement. Tithers and seed-sowers, pay your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, sow your seed. All the seed we preach and teach and encourage. Your father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. You are listening to the testimonies of tithers and seed-sowers. If you do what they do, you will get what they are getting. I pray for everybody today. The Lord will back you up. The strength of God will be available for you. It will be a wonderful going outing and a wonderful coming in. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. I love you. Bye.